A test designed to prevent serious illness may actually lead to serious illness. A new study suggests that whole-body CT scans increase a person's risk of cancer. And that finding may give pause to thousands of healthy people who get such scans every year. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
Full-body CT scans use X-rays to create a 3D image of a person's torso. That requires about 100 times as much radiation as a mammogram. A team from Columbia University wanted to know whether this level of radiation would raise the risk of cancer. So they looked at survivors of the atomic bomb blasts in Japan. David Brenner is a professor of radiation oncology and public health at Columbia.
The people about 1.5 miles away from the explosions actually got a radiation dose very similar to the radiation dose from a full-body CT scan.
He says the team used medical records of these people to estimate the risk from a single CT scan.
If we take, shall we say, a 45-year-old having one of these full-body screens, you're talking about a risk of dying of a radiation-related cancer of about 0.1%, about 1 in 1,000.
That's such a small risk that some scientists aren't sure it exists at all. But Brenner says the picture is clearer for people who get mini scans.
Then you're talking about actually quite large risks something like 1 in 50, meaning that supposing 50 people had annual CT scans over their lifetimes, one of those would be expected to die of radiation-induced cancer.
Brenner's study appears in the September issue of the journal Radiology. The finding may sound alarming, but Elliot Fishman, a professor of radiology and oncology at Johns Hopkins, says people aren't likely to get 30 scans in a lifetime. Also, he says scans have the potential to save lives by detecting cancer or heart disease in its early stages.
1 million people in the United States die every year from cardiac disease. 750,000 people who die without even knowing they had coronary disease. So I guess you have to balance the risk-reward ratio. And I think when you look at it, if done correctly, the ratio is very much in the patient's favor.
But so far, no one's been able to show that full-body screening with CT saves lives. And medical groups, including the American College of Radiology, say there's no reason for healthy people to get the scans. Fishman himself says scans should be done only as part of a comprehensive examination. He also says a doctor should be present during the scan. That allows a technique that produces a much more detailed image. But it's something many freestanding operations don't provide. Fishman says consumers should be wary of advertisements for walk-in CT scans.
I've seen ads where people show a graveyard and they say, what people don't like whole-body scanning? Well, graveyards are full of them. Well, that's just terrible.
Nancy Major, a radiologist at Duke University, says people at high risk for heart disease or cancer do benefit from screening. But she says that can be done without exposure to so much radiation. Take, say, someone with a family history of colon cancer.
There are other ways to do that besides total body CT. For instance, you could narrow the radiation dose just to that area of interest. You don't need to evaluate the thyroid. You don't need to evaluate the lungs. You don't need to expose other parts of your body to the radiation dose.
Major says the new study is a reminder that healthy consumers need to consider the risk of any screening tests as well as the possible benefit. John Hamilton, NPR News.